It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now.
First of all, I want you all to spare a thought for a woman who has been washing her hands vigorously in Vancouver with what she thought was soap, only to find out the whole week she's been washing her hands with a chunk of hard cheese. So if you're thinking, oh, I'm running low on sanitizer, there's an option for it. Oh, she said, look, she was house-sitting and she, you know, had perhaps been inhaling some things that she shouldn't have and she mistook something on the edge of the sink.
You've got to just start saying what things are because when you make them sound better, you've made it sound like she was chroming.
Last night on the project, I was trying to explain about our friend who has all these penis-shaped cookies.
Even that's worse.
from her
Dick
hens
biscuits.
That's been cancelled this weekend and she doesn't know what to do with them. But on the project, I didn't want to say that word, so I said naughty biscuits and then everyone assumed that they were
hash
laced
cookies.
With
marijuana. Hash cookies, yes. Which I'm assuming is what this woman had. Is that what this woman had?
Perhaps. Anyway, she washed her hands with cheese, not soap, for a whole week.
It's so awkward because she would have loved to eat that cheese in that stead. And that means she was probably shredding soap over her pasta.
Tassie. Oh, God, Tassie's gone all out. They've decided to close their state down. If you come into Tassie and it's not essential travel into the state, you have to go into 14 days quarantine.
So I was there last Saturday and I flew out on Sunday and they were saying, all the locals were saying that was going to happen then.
It's like all these years of us going, you're not part of the mainland. They've gone, well, how about these two fingers? We're going to close down our place.
Yeah.
We're going to keep our beautiful, beautiful state corona-free.
We've got the best food. We've got the best booze and we're shutting the doors.
Speaking of shutting the doors, a couple of other things have announced they won't be going ahead. Glastonbury is not going to be going ahead. Blues and Roots. Eurovision has been postponed. So Pop. The Friends reunion is going to be delayed. You know, it's taken 10 years and they can't even get it happening.
Who cares?
Finally,
Arnold
Schwarzenegger.
Off a cliff real quickly. Glastonbury, So Pop, Friends reunion. Just like,
God. Different people care about different things. I'm just bringing you the broad spectrum.
Yeah, but we just made
options.
Sure not one person was satisfied with all that.
No, a lot of people wanted the Friends reunion to happen. I mean, me, but lots of other people did. But I'm going to end with Arnold Schwarzenegger because he seems to have weirdly become the voice of reason in all of this corona.
His ponies, are they
crisis.
Back?
No, he's not feeding his ponies anymore. He's reclining in a jacuzzi, puffing a cigar, and this is what he has to say.
Yeah, I'm at home, taking a jacuzzi, smoking a little stogie, and away from the crowds and away from outside. I still see photographs and videos of people sitting in outside cafes all over the world. That's how you get it. So stay at home, don't go to crowds. Put that cookie down.
Put that cookie down.
Makes me laugh.
Sounds like you're talking about one of the. I just picture someone just slightly out of shot with him with one of the naughty biscuits. Put that cookie down.